Matthew 7, verses 21 through 23. That's our passage today as we continue our journey through the Gospels. We appreciate you joining us. Here are the words of Jesus. "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father who is in heaven. Many will say to me on that day, 'Lord, Lord, did we not prophesy in your name, and in your name drive out demons, and in your name perform miracles?' Then I will tell them plainly, 'I never knew you. Away from me, you evildoers.'" On that final day, there will be some solemn surprises. Jesus said on that day they would call him Lord, but they would not be fit for the kingdom of heaven. Can you think of anything more tragic? Some will say, "Jesus, I was a preacher." However, Jesus warned against false teachers. Some will say, "I drove out demons in your name." Judas did that and then betrayed Jesus. Some will say, "I did miracles in your name. Moses watched Pharaoh's magicians do many spectacular acts." Works never have and never will secure our place in heaven. Eternal life is a free gift of grace through faith in Jesus alone. Do you know with certainty that you are a true child of God, that you won't be turned away from heaven? Words cannot describe the heart-rending emotion of thinking you are in, only to hear the words, "I never knew you." Please don't let that happen to you. Use the following prayer as a guide to tell Jesus your desire to hear from him. "Welcome home, good and faithful servant." If you'd like to be able to say that, and if you'd like to be able to hear that, then say these words with me. Lord Jesus, I know there is absolutely nothing I can do to earn a place in heaven. My best works on my best day fall short of your perfect standard. I am broken. I can't fix myself. I'm a sinner, and I cannot earn forgiveness. I am lost, and I can't save myself. I need you. Right now, I trust in you as the only way to hear, "Well done, good and faithful servant." I trust in you as the only way to eternal life. I trust in you as the only way to have meaning and purpose during my years on earth. I know that I am saved only by your free gift of grace. I trust in you as the one who paid the penalty for my sin and places me in a personal relationship with the living God. I pray that in your name, Lord Jesus. Amen. If you have prayed that prayer or you'd like more information, please email us at prayer@ronmoore.org, prayer@ronmoore.org. We would love to help you get started on your journey.